Hello everyone, we're starting with the setup of the space. We start in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Okay, let's give a couple of more minutes. Please share the space, and we are starting. We are starting soon, guys. Okay, hello everyone. Thanks for joining. The space will be recorded, so we can take a look after the finishing for hearing some details on what's happening here. So what's the objective of this space? We are Sports Club. We are hosting it from this account. I'm Kronos, I'm part of the Sports Club. And at Sports Club, we want to create an environment where artists have a voice and are listened to. This way, it's easier to know exactly how to help and develop the tools to make that happen. We are developing tools to make their talent more visible and more valuable and strengthen the bond between artists and audience. This is something really important that we don't see happening nowadays. So that's why we decided to start with this series of weekly spaces where we invite different types of artists to better understand what are their needs and what they think about the current situation of the music scene. And in this way, we can all grow together and support each other. Today, we will have five musicians sharing a bit of what they are doing and what are their expectations in the music industry. I'm talking about Saeco, Ryu Andante, Joaquin Perdomo, and Chima Chin. Just for remembering the audience, we are giving away one song from Saeco in our marketplace. We will run the giveaway between the audience and share the winner after the space and also contact him for claiming the prize. Now, let's start with the first couple of questions. And I will start with Saeco. Saeco, thanks for joining today. So I would love to know who you are, where are you from, and thanks a lot for your time here.
Good morning, Spurs. Good morning, everyone. So yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I just grabbed my coffee and croissant. It was my breakfast. And yeah, the day started so cool. So what about me? I'm a music producer, composer, singer, and also 3D designing and everything. So I'm doing everything by my own, creating my music, creating my videos, creating my cover arts, and that's amazing. I love it very much. So in music, I'm about maybe 11 years. I started to learn how to sing and play guitar about 11 years ago when I was 15, 12 years ago. And then I just started to learn how to produce music. So yeah, and about a year, I'm already in Web3. And I'm so happy to be here because this community is so different in compared with Web2 community, like community from Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and everything. He's literally, I found my family, I can say like that, and I'm so happy that I became a part of your family too. That's pleasure to me, and I'm so happy to be with you guys. So, and where I'm from Siberia. I was born in Siberia. Right now, I'm just traveling everywhere, and yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. It's lovely to have you here. And something that you say is really important. We want to strengthen this bond between the artist and the audience, because we think that is something really important that is missing in the traditional ways of sharing the content, of sharing the talent. And we know that a lot of really, really talented people is missing this opportunity to connect with the audience, to connect with people that actually like what they are doing. So in SPOS, we are creating this environment for artists like you. So what is the type of music that you are creating? What is the role of that music?
Oh, I'm creating different genres. I'm literally do everything. Like I can make a UK garage, I can make a electronic music, I can make a R&B, I can make a hip hop. You know, it depends from me, because I think that I don't want to just to put the borders on my creativity, you know. I just want to do what I'm feeling. I want to experiment and match some styles, because I think, why not? If you have any styles which you like, why you can match it? Why you can't try to do something like that if you really feel it? So I can say that my music from my heart, and what you can hear everywhere, is just my soul. How I feel in this world, I can say, how I'm feeling right now, my mood, my feelings, my everything. So that's definitely me. My music, that's me. And so it's different genres, but the most of genres what I like, it is R&B, it is UK garage, maybe some electronic music, and maybe lo-fi house, something like that. I like deep basses, and also I like to sing a little bit like R&B. I don't know how to explain it, but I hope that you really understand me.
Yeah, definitely. I love what I hear, because you are free to choose what do you want to transmit at that point of the moment. And I think that it's really important not to close your head to only one thing. But also, if you are specialized in something, it's good as well, because you can exploit your capabilities in that part of the music aspect. So thank you very much for the introduction. I will come back to you with a couple of more questions. Let's continue with Rio Andante. I would love to hear something about you guys. Where are you from? And something of your group.
Hello, everyone. It's Dante from Rio Andante. Basically, we're from Croatia, based in Italy. We work together for a year and a half now, almost two. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you perfectly.
Oh, sorry, okay. We started together because we wanted to change the music industry, because we wanted to bring up some more sound, different hard music to the world, yeah? So we've been playing a lot, we've been working a lot, we're creating a totally new sound, and can't wait to share it with all you guys. So I would love for you to hear us.
Hey guys, Ryu from Ryu and Dante here. I had some microphone issues. It's all good now. I'm so glad to be with all of you here today.
Okay, perfect. So what is the type of music that you do? It's some electronic music, I'm right?
Yeah, it is, correct. When we started out, we were making like a lot of different genres, you know, trying to find ourselves. And lately, we've been mostly doing techno and its subgenres, like big room techno and stuff like that. We realized that we loved the energy and the community that goes with it, and we just fell in love with it.
Okay, let me know more about your relationship. You are a friend from the childhood. How that works?
No, we actually met through a common group of friends. We started partying together and realized we had love for electronic music and everything that goes with it. And then one day we just decided and said, why wouldn't we make it? Let's try. And we did, and the rest is history, basically.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, I, for the introduction. Again, I will be coming back with more questions. I want to hear your opinion in some topics that are happening right now in the music field, and I want to hear also your opinion, your expectations on this one. Let's continue with Joaquín Perdomo. Hello, Joaquín, how are you? I would love to hear who are you and what are you doing?
Hello, thank you so much for having me here today. I was born in Cuba and I'm a classical trained musician, and music has been my dream for my whole life. And now that I'm here based in London, all my dreams are starting. So basically, I studied like classical piano, and I was focusing into the classical world for a long time. Now that I'm here in London, I have the opportunity to start working on the older side, on the older Joaquin, and I do synth pop. I'm quite influenced with electronic music as well and electronic scene here in London. I'm talking about genres as jungle, as techno as well. But I really don't like to put myself into a box because I really like to expand my aesthetics, and I think that's very important for me as a human being so I can grow much more. I'm very happy of being here. I already started my music. I have a deadline for this summer to release my first studio album, and the next month I'm going to release my first single. And I'm working with Lost Child, is a producer here in London. And I also teach music here in London. And I teach one of the best DJs. The name is OK Williams. And I'm very happy with the environment right now because I'm focusing a lot.
Okay, that's great. I think it's something really cool that we are having some different kind of styles in this space today. We have this more like piano approach. I don't want to close my mind in only on classical things around piano. I know that you are saying that you are open to make some kind of fusion. Do you like
Yes.
to go into that, making some kind of piano out of electronic music or some other genre?
Yes, of course. I think I want to keep in my music the way I can organize the music, like in a classical way. But what I want to create new is the sound of this, because the music is going to keep the same frame, but I'm going to add into my music a new sound because I think we need nowadays this, because we always listen to a violin or a piano or any instrument that we already know. And with electronic music, I really can create new aesthetics and just keep myself being that, but using another costume.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I think that in the piano field or in the classical aspect, I think we see a bit of limitation about getting exposure. You know, it's not the same of making some more pop music or something like the people feels more attracted to that. I think these limitations are fake because a lot of people love the classical music and the piano, but they don't have this connection with this.
Yes.
We will talk about the needs on the artist in the further questions, but I think we should speak something around that. I don't know how do you feel it, but please bear with me because that's a question for further on. Thanks for the introduction.
No
Let's
worries.
continue with Chimachin. Hello, how are you? I would love to hear who are you, where are you from, and thanks for joining, of course.
Hello, my name is Chimachin. I am from Cuba. Now I'm here in Russia. I like the music and thank you for being here with you. I am a DJ producer. for 20 years. Now I begin to create my label, my own label, and create my style of rave. And now I'm here in Russia to continue in this fighting to the for the music.
So you are producing since 20 years, I hear, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. So what kind of music do you like to make? Is something electronic?
Well, in the beginning, I'm beginning to make a melodic techno, but I don't like, I like the melodic techno for the production. I don't like too much because it, for me, it's very a little boring because it's too slow and I like too much the speed, the velocity. And beginning to make a hard techno. And now I create the hard techno, industrial, EDM, and everything mixing in the same time.
Okay, okay, perfect, perfect. So I see Saeko, I think she wants to make a comment around this.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's so cool that really here's musician with different genres. And that's so cool. And also, I wanted to say about a Savage Python. I hope that I pronounce it correct, your name. And I'm so excited to hear your music because I think like a classic music with techno. And what are you doing? I just can't expect what are you going to do there. But I think that it should be so cool. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say. that's it.
Okay, thank you very much. I have here Botch trying to make a comment. I will give him the word. Give me a second. So, what Saeko was saying is true. I'm really glad to have different kind of artists here because I want to hear their take on it. The situation is not the same in different genres, so it's important to hear everyone needs everyone opinion, also the perspective, you know, because the future is coming fast, and we see the industry of the music growing a lot, and I want to hear that part as well. Hello Bob, hello, welcome. Let me know what's happening. We hear you pretty well.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, perfectly. How are you?
My name is Madame C. I am a French rapper. I do rap music since 2010, like that, 2009. I made music on platforms and right now I am discovering Web3 and I'm trying to build my audience on Sound XYZ. I'm trying to change my fans, all of them there. Because it's the future, and the artist must make an evolution.
Yes, definitely. I think that Web3 is more like a tool for gaining more exposure to your show, to what you are doing. Of course, Web3 is a huge barrier for a lot of people that is not used to get into this kind of world. But it's something that in some point the people will need to get used to because we will see that daily, we will see that in everyone's life between. So, of course, in Sports Club, we create this community for helping the artists to know better the space, for helping the people to know how to get into. So it's something that we develop and the tools that for making that engage more easier for the artist is something that is really hard, you know.
Yeah.
But you are right. I definitely agree. It's part of the future and it's part of the growth of the artist.
Also, especially for the independent artist, because Web2 is now dominated by labels and music distributors, and you can't do nothing without being in their law, and their law is for me is hurting music.
Yes, definitely, and also we have the issue with the intermediaries and the platforms that try to take something out of your talent. But let's continue with the discussion about the artists because the objective here is here the needs, what is the perspective, what is the opinion. Of course, I will ask the question to you as well. Just give me a second to continue with some questions.
Okay.
So for Saeco, again, I want to hear, what are your musical roots? What is the type of music that decide you to jump in into this field?
And like why I started to create a music, like which genre influenced on me, why I started making music?
Yes, the roots, the starting is like what was your childhood music? Is something classical?
Oh, I got you. Oh, when I was 15 years old, at first, I over time listened to English music. So I've never listened to Russian music. I don't know why. So, and my influencers on this time was Adele, Rihanna, Beyonce, Ed James, and some pop and jazz artists, Airbnb. Yes, the electronic music I started to listen just when I was maybe 18 years old, something like that. But I started with this artist, and because of them, I start to learn how to sing, because I've learned everything by my own. And when I play the guitar, I understand that I have to know how to sing. And I just take some song from Rihanna or Adele and try not to copy every note what they are singing there. So, yeah, there was my influencers. And maybe right now they are also my influencers. I don't know. Something like that.
Okay, perfect. So just for remembering the audience, like Butch did, everyone can jump in, can raise the hand, and I will give it. The word, if you want to comment something, if you want to ask something to the artist here, feel free to raise the hand. So the next question is something that I feel really important, and I would love to hear your take, Saigo, on this one. Is what are the challenges of being a musician in what you do, in what you are doing, in these different styles that you are trying and always making something new? What are the challenges that you face right now?
The challenge is that when you no name, I can say like that, and you no name, nobody interested in you. Even if your music so good, nobody interested in you and will not support you. And this is a difficult moment in the creating, because if you have no feedback from your audience, from anybody, you don't know, are you going in the right way or not? Because for creative people, it's important to have a feedback from community. And also it's important to know the people who have similar mindset, you know, because you can support each other and grow up together. But when you're alone, you just started to do this, it's really hard, because also creative people a lot of time just doubt themselves and just overthinking about their, you know, music, like, oh, maybe it sounds good, maybe it's not sounds good. Oh my God, what I did here, I mix and master it, it's not right. What if the people will not like it? And for this other thoughts, we need to have a community. We need to have a people who will understand you, who will support you and be with you. This is the challenging about it, like if we talk about a mental feeling, mental health, yes. But about a creative process, I think it's not too hard. If you're really interested in something, if you really love the music, you want to create, you want to show yourself through your music, you will learn everything. At first, when you start to do that, produce music, make beats or songwriting, it seems too hard, so hard. Like, what is that? What's the sequencer? Is where I have to put this thing, what to do? But then, just in a few months, you will understand this program so good, you will understand more because you already have a practice and knowledge. So the main challenge is to grow up without a lot of followers. But the only thing what you can do as a creative person, as a musician or artist, you have to create your product, create your art. Is music, is a mix, maybe like a DJ set, I don't know, maybe arts. and show it to audience and have a communication with people that they start to know you and do spaces and community growing up, something like that.
I would just take the chance to continue this what Sayako just said. I think also it's really important people to showcase, you know, their work, their offer to the people. So like there are various types of contents that you can do online just to showcase, you know, what exactly are doing, what exactly is your story. So this is also like we have various needs, various experiences and so on, but also it's like important today the artist to show the initiative to create various, you know, contents online in order to promote his work. So yes, thanks.
Also, I just wanna add another thing. I agree with what Psycho said. Also, you have to do music for yourself before. You have to be your number one fan. Once you start liking your music, you're doing music by your feelings, you will never care about fans, because today fans are very manipulated. You know, Drake make many trash, but industry classify his music as classic. Fans directly, they are manipulated and they consider it classic. But when you do something dope, fans will not love you, will never love you, because you don't have a background behind you. You don't have anyone who is pushing you to media. That's why you have to be your number one fan before. And everything comes around.
Yeah, definitely agree with what you guys are saying. So, Butch, in your opinion, so the biggest challenge here will be starting the career and getting the initial exposure to your work. I'm right?
Yeah. I will talk about my experience of uploading music.
Yes, please, share with us.
First of all, I listen to too many beats. I can tell you that the beat that I have recorded on it to this month, I got it from 2017. When I go back to it and I listen to it, I have to get the same feeling that I have it the first time. After that, I record the song. And when I record the song, I have to listen to the song too many times. Like I listened to 50 Cent Hustler's Ambition when it was out, or it has to be like that, or I will never put it on social media. And I tried, sincerely, I tried Web2 platforms. I took a chance to try it, and I think if you don't have anyone behind you, you don't have to do it. It's a loss of time, of your energy, and it could let you depressed.
Yes, I completely understand. I highly recommend you to check our socials, our project, because we actually want to help the artists to make that happen, to gain more exposure, to give them more tools to develop their talent, because we know that there is a lot of hidden talent, you know, that people don't realize that it's there, and maybe that talent has a lot of audience, you know, but the people just don't know about them. So we want to empower that kind of artist, the relationship between the audience as well, creates more a more closer bond between them, and I'm really glad to hear your experience here, because it's exactly what we are trying to solve in this space. I highly recommend you to check us out. Thanks for jumping in. I want to ask something to you and Dante. I will go a bit off of the script here, because I'm curious, how is working in a pair, you know, in a duo? Is something easy? Is something that it gets complicated in some times? How do you feel it?
Well, I personally feel it's kind of easier. Because if you have like the same vision and you know what you want to achieve, then it's easier, because maybe something I didn't think of, he thought of, or vice versa, if you know what I mean. So it's much more easy because it's complementary. And we help each other out in a way that you couldn't if you were one, because you're only one mind, right? And we all do not think alike. And that's why I see it as an up, not as a down, definitely. So if you could, I'm always telling other producers and stuff to maybe have a co-producer with them just for a piece of advice and stuff. Because as I said, we think differently and we see things differently, and maybe the other approach could make something sound better or make it more interesting, thus more interesting to label and the audience, and it just makes sense in the end.
Also, we come from very different music tastes. You know, in the past, we didn't listen to same music. And then after over years, you know, it happens and we meet each other, and then we can expand much more our creativity and mind.
Yeah, that is true. That's completely true.
Well, it's like,
yeah, I'm Chronos, let me just add, like, I'm following the work of Rio and Dante. Really, like, I'm a big fan. And like it's really a great example to show, like, the guys, you know, they're like, even live in separate locations, separate cities, so like they are not, you know, in the same city, so they can catch and meet. So like it's really amazing example how music can create like special bonds, special relationships, and like even like great ideas, you know. So no, I just wanted to add that, because like they're my boys and I'm a big fan.
That is true. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you, bro.
Yes. I go with this question because we are speaking about the challenge, and I know how the human relationships can be in some moments, but I'm really glad to hear that you guys complement each other pretty well. I think it's the way that should the duos work for gaining more exposure and working better facing the music that you make. So something really interesting that I'm here. So, what do you think are the challenges in your field, guys?
Well, challenges, I would say, is just since there's a lot of talent out there now, and a lot of people are doing quality music, so now it's kind of hard to stand out and differ, because, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, it was only sound quality, because you had producers sounding professional and the others sounding more of a bedroom type, let's call it that way. And nowadays, in our field, there's a lot of quality music, and there's not a lot of big labels. So you have like Reveal, that is absolutely number one, and Club Work and stuff like that. But if you take them apart, there's not many like big platforms where you can actually release to a greater audience. I mean, unless you're a great artist yourself with millions of followers and you don't give a shit, I guess. But at this point, I would just say sources where you can release music instantly with a big audience.
Okay. Saeco, go ahead. Just for remembering the audience, you can raise the hand and ask for the word. Just give me a couple of minutes, because I'm seeing that someone is asking for speaking and then jump down the request. So request for speak and give me a couple of minutes that I will accept. Go ahead, Saeco.
I just wanted to ask all of you guys, like, what would you like to be, an independent artist or be on some label or with some producer? I just want to know.
Well, I'd say ideally, when you're starting out, it is much easier to start out with a label, because it gives you, as I said, audience, and it gives you the reach that you wouldn't have if you're a small town artist. And maybe one day, I'm sure someone mentioned Drake in here or some people like that. I'm sure they could go independent, you know, just release stuff. But it takes a lot of work, you know, sweat, tears and stuff connected to it. So, yeah, I would say in the beginning, definitely a label. And later, I mean, who knows? Why not go independent? I don't see a problem in that, though.
Shaquille, go ahead.
Yes, adding a comment into all the conversation that we're having, I think it's quite hard for musicians that they are starting to create their music to get visible. And I think it's a great opportunity, for example, in this place, so that we can show the music. But it's quite difficult sometimes to get into a record label and all these steps. And I think we musicians, we have the rule to tell all the things that are happening in the world right now. For example, in my case, I think it's very important for me to say something positive to the world, because I want to go beyond music. I just want to deliver a message that can fix a little bit all the mess that is happening in this world right now. And also, I would like to mention about the influences that I have in my music after that I said about the classical theme. For example, I feel quite influenced in FKA Twigs or Shy Girl or Aretha. And I think my music is going to be becoming in this way, like quite electronic. I am totally into the new sonority of the music, like this, in the electronic way.
Yes, I also wanted to ask you especially about this piano producing, because it's something that I don't see very often in the industry. You know, as I said in the beginning, it's something that I like a lot, but I think it doesn't have the exposure that it deserves. What do you feel around making maybe something out of the piano, something classical? Is something yes. that is challenging to get to the audience or not?
Well, that's a very good question, because I really feel that sometimes classical music, for example, is just left in the past. And we need to create music that is going to engage with a new audience, with a new people, with a new world. And I think that's quite challenging for me as well, because I'm trying to create the perfect sound that I guess is going to engage with my audience. But for me, the creative process is quite fluent, because I really enjoy music. I really love music. That's why I am in this world. But yeah, it takes like a little bit of challenge to create the sound that is going to engage with your audience. But at the same time, when I'm producing my own music, I feel quite comfortable using all the tools that I have been acquiring for my whole life. The challenging is creating the new sound into the electronic music. But I think it's a great journey, because that's what we do. We humans, we want something and we work on it if we love it.
I love what you are saying, and I definitely agree with this. So I will go with Butch. He wanted to say something, and after him, I will go with Nurno Loco. Okay, let's go, Butch.
I was talking, I will answer about Psycho's question. She said, what is better to be on a label or independent? For me, especially music industry right now, won't recruit musicians. It is bringing shining people. So if you are looking for contract and you are not knowing, it will hurt your career more than it will build it, because they will just taking care of you about profit. Not they will not build you, they will not help you, they will not give you studio sessions. You will do everything by yourself. But when you start getting earnings, they will punish you by law. They will punish you by contract, and they give you only 10% of your earnings, or maybe less. You will do maybe tours and everything, but you will earn nothing at the end. But if you do your own way as independent, I know the the battle is very hard, but also the victory will be more and more delicious. That's why on these days we have to create our own way. We don't need the music industry right now. The world has many technologies. We can reach fans in their houses. We don't need radio promotions, TV promotions, no MTVs, no VMAs, nothing. You know, that's why they are trying to get in our business. For example, when I get in Sound XYZ, I found Snoop Dogg. I said, fuck, Snoop Dogg is here, man, in in music industry and also in Web3 industry. What the fuck? What's this concurrence? I don't want it. I'm trying to show my rap, and I found also this fucking Snoop Dogg smoking his weed in Sound XYZ, and he is selling well also. He is the most seller. That's why you have believe. You have to believe in your idea and in yourself.
Definitely agree with that. We actually think that that is not fair. It's not fair for the people that is trying to push their talent up. We see a lot of exposure, a lot of propaganda, promotions around people is not in the same situation as a no-name, like Saeco was saying. It's really, really, no-name is a concept that is not bad, you know. It's just the start of the career of someone, and it's something really, really difficult. Saeco, you want to go something quick about this?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that's why I asked this question about the labels, because I think that right now labels are really not interested in you. They're interested only about the money. Okay, we know that it's a business, but I think before it was more easier to be in a label and have some audience. I just want to share my experience. I had a producer. He has a label, and he invited me to work with him. And I was thinking and expecting, like, wow, right now I will be so popular and famous. Yeah, that's so cool. But no, it didn't happen, because he has the artist who more popular than me, and they are and he focused on this artist, and I'm like some middle of nowhere, and maybe someday somebody remember about me. So what I wanted to say about that, like, thank you everybody who answered on this question, and I just want to say that right now we have a lot of opportunities to growing up like an independent artist. Yes, as Bosch said and as Bosch said, like, it's still hard to growing up like independent artist because a lot of people also want to be famous, to want to show their music. But if you have the right people with you, if you're growing up every day, if you don't give up, if you have a community like we are right now building, like a post. If we are in connection, so we can do that. A lot of opportunities, we can just reach our audience from TikTok, from YouTube, from Web3, from streams, from everywhere. So, of course, maybe it will be a little bit longer, yeah, but you will not be a slave, if I can say like that, because literally, if you will be unable, a lot of situation I've heard when the contract just closed after 10 years, they can just take your name, and you will not be, for example, Seiko. You will not be already a Bosch. You will not be already, for example, someone else. They just take your name and give it to somebody else. You know, they can take your music. So that's my opinion and my way of thinking about how to be a musician and what I choose label or be independent artist. I think the first, because also at first you building your audience, not this audience what producers give to you. You build your audience, your fan base who truly loves what you're doing, and they are will be with you over time. So in a suppose you also can meet these people and be together over time. So that's what I wanted to say.
Also, yes, something, just real quick, Botch, I give you the word. It's something that I was hearing about Saeco is important, and I take it like from myself as well. This thing of becoming a slave of the label is something that hits really hard, because it's true, you know, you want to expose your talent, but you need to sell your freedom. It's something that we need to change. The future is changing towards the artists, developing the new talent. So I definitely agree with that. Botch, give me a sec. I have Joaquin also here with the right hand. Give me a sec with him. Right. And I will come back with you. Give me a sec. Let Joaquin explain a bit, and I came back with you.
Okay.
I really agree with, sorry?
Go ahead.
I was saying that I really agree with Saeco. She's telling, like, it's so difficult for a new musician to get involved into a label or to get recognized in the music industry. There are a lot of musicians with a lot of talent, with a lot of passion inside, like me, to share in the world. And sometimes it's so tiring, like working hard, like sleeping in the middle of the night, waking up with your ideas, putting into your music new ideas, like bunch of things inside. But it's a shame that we sometimes cannot share it. We're like invisible. And I think it's a great opportunity for me to start working on it with you guys so we can start like showing the art that we have inside. And if the art is true, it's going to be phenomenal at the end of the day, because you are telling the truth. You are not copying anyone. You are just being yourself. And as a human being, you have the opportunity to fit in this world as well, because you already are. You are already there.
It's perfect. It's perfect what you are saying. I definitely agree. It's something special. So
thank you.
Boch, you want to say something real quick? I want to hear also Nurno Loco and Chima Chin about this topic. Go ahead.
Just a last word about labels and independent, this topic. You don't have any more people like Dr. Dre or Suge Knight or I don't know, Puff Daddy, or people that they created the music, they love music. They now the label holders are all businessmen. They think just about money. They don't care about shows. They don't care about culture. That's why they don't care about artists. They care only about their pocket when it is full. So all you have to do is to be yourself, to be real in what you are doing. Don't create anything that doesn't bring for you. That's all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true as well. So they want to own you most of all, you know. They want to have you and exploit you as much as they can because they see it only as a business. That's why I like a lot what Saeko was saying about feeling the music, about making what definitely feel you comfortable doing it, because it's something outside of the contract of the business. It's something that you want to transmit to the audience, not just for making money, it's just for giving them what do you like to do and what do you like to transmit. So moving a bit forward, but in the same topic, I want to hear Nurno Loco. Hello, thanks for jumping in. How are you?
Hello, do you hear me?
Hear you pretty well, pretty well.
Perfect. So nice to meet you guys. I wanted to first present myself, so you know kind of what I will talk about. I'm an artist in Latin genre. I'm a music producer, and I have a music studio in Switzerland. I want to talk about the challenges we go through as an artist or as a producer. I noticed pretty much that it's mostly people listen to music that the big mass listens to. It's not like if you make something special, something good, that they won't even see it. So it's one of those challenges. And also the creative process, which I come around pretty much. I have a lot of artists that invest a lot of money into the creative process. And I feel like as soon as you need to invest a lot of money the whole time, something goes lost. And it's pretty sad. And I think the only thing how to break this bond is like community and also having a team, or like even like this opportunity that you are giving us now. So I really love the ideas you're giving. Thank you for the time.
No problem. Yes, we want to create this environment because we see it like part of the future. You know, Web3 and creating community around online media is something that is really important for an artist. It gives a lot of perspective. We see a lot of exchanges, a lot of contracts being made in this space. And it's just another tool, you know, another tool that can help you growing even more your audience, can help you growing your reach. So it's something that we need to take in mind, because it's what is coming, it's what is happening at this moment, and it's what will grow a lot in the future. So following this line, Shimachin, I would love to hear, what do you think about the challenge? Do you see this becoming better in the future, or being hard like nowadays? Hello, hello, Shimachin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me know your thoughts. What do you feel about the challenges on the artists? Do you feel that will become better in the future, or will stay as hard as we have it now?
Well, I think in the art for the future is very, very good, because so many people now, for example, in Cuba now, have so many very good DJs, so many very good producers. But the problem is this, I listen here. The problem is the labels all the time have the money for the packet, and not only the label, the club is the same way. And for this, as I told you in the beginning, I stay here in Rucha, try to create my own rave, my own labor, because everything is very difficult. Nobody know you, nobody give you the chance, nobody give you the opportunity. And this is, I think, the artists have very good future, but very hard work.
Yeah, definitely. I want to ask you something that is not in the script, but I'm really interested to go into as well. I will hear the opinion of the rest. But what do you feel? Who is the relationship between you and your audience, the people that hear your music? Do you feel the relationship close, or you don't have any channel to communicate with them? Do you feel it right?
Yeah, the people here love the music. All the people love every music, every artist. And with me, I play here, and all the people is very good with me, because you see, I'm from Cuba, I play here, and the people never imagine I'm from Cuba, I play this kind of music. It's good.
What do you use for promoting your music? Do you use Facebook? I don't know. What is in Russia most user?
Here is BK. BK and Instagram.
Okay, I heard something about BK from one of the spouse members that lives in Russia as well. It's a good network, it's a social media, right?
Yes, it's right.
Okay, perfect. So what do you think, Psycho? Do you have any conversations with your audience, or do you feel that a bit dry at this moment?
Do I have any conversation with my audience? Yes, definitely.
Yes, or also for promoting your things. Do you think that it's going in a good way, or do you feel that it would be better to have other channels for communication? I don't know, something around that. How do you feel it nowadays?
Yeah, I have a connection with my audience. I don't use VK because I'm just focusing on the Europe, US, and these people. I'm just make music in English. So yeah, and I have a connection in Instagram. I have a connection in most cases in a Twitter with my spaces, with my posts. But still, it would be cool to have something like one platform where everybody's there. And they can see you, like check your streams, check what you're doing, one platform, on the one platform. So about promotion, I don't pay for anything. I'm just trying to promote my music with my content, and this is possible. But again, you need a lot of time to create it. But it's still possible to promote for free. You're just paying with your time, but still. And yeah, something like that.
Okay, I feel like in this aspect, Web3 helps a lot, you know. I know that you, Psycho, are a bit into the technology, and I look for your profile. I know you are connected there. And I think it's a great tool, you know, for giving a channel to explain what you are doing or what are coming from your side. It's something that I feel mandatory for the near future. I can be wrong, you know, it's my opinion here, but I feel it's something that we will see a lot often in the near future. So going ahead, Ryu and Dante, what do you think, guys? Is good the way that you promote your things, or do you feel you don't have the reach that it's needed?
Well, when it comes to promoting, I can say we're fortunate enough that all the events that we have done have been heavily promoted. I mean, either from the organizers or from the bigger artists that were on the lineup. But if we do it, we mostly use Instagram. We feel like in the industry, it's kind of the most used platform apart from Spotify. So we never, we never messed up with Facebook and stuff since the target audience is less and less. Our target audience is less and less on Facebook and is mostly using Instagram. So we use that, I guess, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So it's something that we are always thinking, you know, the ways for promoting, because the people who can make you gain more exposure ask for a lot of money, ask for a lot of requirements, and that ends in losing a lot of talent that is something that we don't need to allow us to do it, you know. So moving forward, Chimachin, who is promoting that? I already asked it, but I want to ask again. The people in Russia is active in that media, so they really like what you are doing. They show up in the shows and everything.
Yes, I do everything here. I make the promotion. I do everything. Here I use Instagram too much, SoundCloud, and for the music I use too much the EAS, Melodos Blue, but it's very, very hard here because I'm on here with Claudio, and it's me and Claudio fighting with everything, you know, but everything is good.
Yes, I feel it's going against the waves, against big waves in sometimes, but it's really important to know your take there, because the things don't move the same in Europe, in America, like it's moving on Russia. So I love to hear the opinion of that side. So Joaquin, how do you feel it, the exposure, the promotion of your music in these days?
Well, as you know, I came from Cuba and I'm living here in the UK since 2 years. And I will started doing everything on my Instagram account. When I finish my album this summer, I want to upload it into Apple Music because I really want to engage with the English people so they can listen to my music, webcam or Instagram or the Apple Music, as I said before, Spotify. But yeah, I feel like I'm starting from scratch right now because I have been acquired all my musical knowledge, and now it's time for me to just expand my music and show up. And I have been receiving like very good feedbacks from my students, as I say, for example, because I teach piano here in London, like for example, Kay Williams, they are like telling me, go hard, because I really like your music. I really want you to become the person, the artist that you really want to become. But yeah, mainly Instagram or these platforms that I said before.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Thanks for the take. Butch, how do you manage that with your music? Hello, Butch, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
How do you manage that, your promotion, your music, your new releases? Do you use it social? Do you use a platform?
I use the classical methods like TikTok, Instagram. I do some statutes on my Facebook page, also on Twitter. I talk with some people that have some impact on the music, on the music industry, and they get to integrate me in some playlists.
Okay, got it. So I want to ask something to everyone. I will be jumping between guests, but it's a really important question that I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your perspective in how the technology can help you guys to develop more your talent, you know? I'm not closing your head only on Web3. I'm speaking in the general aspect of technology. How do you see this coming in the near future? I know I want to start with Saeco because I know she is already in the Web3 world. I would love to hear your experience and what do you think about using Web3 for gaining more exposure and the technology in general, you know?
Yes, you mean AI technology or like a Web3 technology? I just want to clarify.
If you talk about some hardware that it's like, you know, modern made, the latest like edition from something, like maybe you can make a parallel between, you know, like some analog old way of doing things and new way. I think you understand me.
Yes, I just have to think what I use because I don't understand. Do I use technology or not? I just thinking that I'm using everything what I can. And about the technologies, so we will talk about AI. I don't use it because I don't know how to use it. And maybe that's good. I don't know because everything what I'm creating is from by my own. And this is my experience and my knowledge. About the technology, we will talk about social media. It would be cool. But again, it's matched with community. I even can't expect what I can say about the technologies because right now we have a lot of different ways to growing up and to use everything what we have. For example, like for creating my music, I can use only my laptop and my MIDI keyboard and maybe not a MIDI keyboard, just my laptop and headphones, and I can go everywhere and do what I want. So I'm a little bit don't know how to answer on this question because
sorry for interrupt, but I would love to hear your take on the Web3 approach. Why did you started going in that path? What attract you to Web3?
Ah, I got you. Yes, I just wanted to try to to upload my music on Web3, but I just seen that in the 2021 year that NFT started to be so popular in Russia and not only. And I was thinking, what is that? And I tried to drop my collection, but this collection was like an art. But then I just forgot about it. And after a year, I've noticed that you also can drop your NFT songs on the pre. And I've seen that a lot of people have a connection, so a close connection with each other. And I was thinking, wow, I think that I can find a people here who will be with me, who will support me, and I can find friends with who I can collab and growing up. So I started to I've dropped my first track like NFT in 2022, and then from my first track I've already noticed that people interested in it, and that's giving me motivation and some money to growing up. Not a lot, but I've noticed that people really interested in it. So in Web3 community, you can grow up faster because this community is not bigger than Web2. You know, you easily can find people who's here and have a connection with them, and there's people from all the world, and that's why it's so cool, and that's why I decided to try myself in Web3 as a musician, because it's really important to me to work with European, to work with US people, because I just want that I want a collaboration, like an international collaboration, and I think that Web3 has all opportunity to do that. We can do it with Web3. And also, as I said before, Web3 community, especially with musicians, not too big. And you can meet here different peoples with different audience, and you can have a connect with them, even if they, for example, so have a lot of streams on Spotify. You can easily connect with them and ask about some advices or something like that. That's why I decided to come to Web3, to grow up myself, to find my people, and to have a support like from these people and also support them. That's why.
Okay, you can't say it better. You know, I agree with everything that you are saying. I think that Web3 is some kind of catalyst. It's another place to start looking for audience, to start sharing. I think you are pretty early. It's true that the artists from Web3 are not too many, but we are really early. We are really early. This will grow a lot in the near future. So thanks a lot for sharing your experience here. Dante, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to, to refer to the question of using of technology and AI. Lately, we've been using AI a lot, actually, in our productions. We've been using the Playground from OpenAI, and we've been using some basically text-to-speech AI programs, because nowadays it's really hard to find a proper vocalist that is actually going to work in detail with you, and that it's not going to cost you like hiring Michael Jackson or someone else. Because a lot of people have been doing that. So we've been utilizing AI a lot because it actually it reduces production time, songwriting time. It just helps with everything. And I believe it's something that people just need to, accept and get on train with. It's the same situation when back in the 90s, Auto-Tune came out and everyone was like, oh no one's going to use it. It's shit. It's blah. It's this. And nowadays you do not have a single person singing that is not using it. So I believe the faster you actually start learning AI and incorporating into your music, the easier it will be for you.
Well, that's insane. That's insane. And I agree. It's a tool for use, and it's something that helps you a lot. I'm hearing that helps you a lot with the time of production. And this is really valuable, because the time is money in a lot of cases. So this tool should be more used. What did you hear about Web3, something related to that, or you never heard nothing about Web3?
When it comes to music and the brand, no, we actually haven't. But this is something we started actually exploring, something that Andre introduced us to. So kudos to him. We're pretty new and early in all of this. So I just hope we can, incorporate even that into our work as soon as possible, actually. So, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Let's hear the opinion of Shrakin around the technology. What do you think? Do you see it more valuable, making your talent more visible? What do you think around technology in the music?
I think AI and technology is the future. I really need to do it through this way. Everyone is quite familiar right now with the new technologies, and even the music is gonna change in the future. I mean, the sound of the music is gonna be changing, and that's something that I'm trying to find. With the technology, I think my music is going to be level up quite high, because it takes less time to try to put the ideas that you have, because it's an easier way. So there's an easier way to just put your ideas out. For example, here I have my own staffs. I work with my DAW, that is Logic Pro. I work with my mini keyboard, and I just move around everywhere when I have some ideas and put them there. But yeah, technology for sure is my first option.
Did you hear about Web3? Are you open to jumping in this world? I know from people maybe it's not that connected to Web3. Could be a huge barrier. I see it every day. I see it with my family, with my friends here in real life. We see that it's a huge barrier for entering the ecosystem. So did you hear something around Web3? Are you willing to jump in?
Yeah, I'm willing to jump in because it's my first time that I heard about it. And yeah. I have it now, so I can just go into it.
Okay, perfect. I highly recommend you to check SPOS. You know, we have information there to jump into the ecosystem more easier. And we can help anytime. You know, you can write us in the Discord channel, and we can help you to set up. So we are already more than an hour discussing these things. It's something really interesting. I don't want to steal a lot of more time to you guys. Of course, I want to hear the take of the technology and these things of the future with Chimachin and also Boch. So Chimachin, what do you think around the technology? Is something that is happening, is something that is coming? And do you use it? Do you see it better or not?
The technology is the future because give you the time and you know the time and ideas. And I use too much the IAS and IA in my music. For example, when I go to make a remix and not have the project, I take the track and destroy the track and take the song I want for to change the note.
You have to write the hand.
Go ahead.
And this, the AI is a future, and it's more easy to work with all these things.
Okay, perfect. So, Boch, what do you think? Do you use AI on rap things or something around that?
Actually, I'm not. I don't agree too much with AI because it's killing many skills for me. It's good, but it has many bad impacts in the future. That's why we have to use it smartly, and we don't kill human skills. That because that's the most important for evolution.
Yeah, definitely agree. It's something that we need to take in mind for the near future, and that is part of why we built SPOS Club. You know, at this point, I want to give the word to the founder of the project. Hello, Christian. Thanks for joining.
Yes, hello. Thanks everybody for being in this space. It's very interesting today. We have a great group of speakers and the audience. Well, when I started this project, my idea was to.
We lost you, Christian. He's muted the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I was saying thanks to everybody to be in this space. It's a great discussion we have today with many artists. So thank you for being part of this project. So when I started this project, my idea was to create something where the artist can directly connect with the fans in a more direct way, in a better way, because I found it very awkward to go through social media and tend to bring to the people to another social media like Spotify, and you don't get access to the fan data. So every release you do, you have to do the same marketing, and so that's not normal. This is a strange market, and I found it also strange that this market is very dominated by labels and the big social media companies. So so I found Web3 gives a big opportunity for artists. So we are trying to create the tools so you can create your community on. You can directly sell your music and not just as a collectible, as an NFT, that you also can monetize the NFT on a streaming app. So we created a streaming app where you can lead your fans to these streaming apps. You don't have to bring them to Spotify because Spotify doesn't give you the user data. Spotify will pay you just a little bit of money. So I think if we take out the middleman in this industry and artists can sell directly to their fans, you can earn 3 to 4 times more per stream, and also you can monetize your community that you can build with our platform in a much better way. So it should be a platform from the artists, from the community, for the artists. So that's why we're building this community, and I invite everybody to join us, because I think it's it's the only way we can get some power in this market as independent artists. Thank you.
Definitely. Sports Club is bringing something really interesting to the Web3 ecosystem, but also in the onboarding of people from Web2 as well, because we will try to make as easier as possible this barrier that I'm speaking since the beginning, that is really huge and is really important to break for exploit more things in the near future. So I'm thinking to closing it up in a couple of minutes. I want to hear a final comment by our guests, and also I say to the people that follow our social, follow our Twitter, follow our Discord, we are releasing a marketplace soon, which will help a lot to the onboarding from Web2 people. We already have one song from Saeco that we are giving away in our marketplace. So take an eye there with our announcement. So let me hear a final comment, a final thing about you, Saeco.
Yeah, so the final comment. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to chat with all of you. That's so cool that we speak about musicians, speak about the technologies, speak about a community. That's very important for everybody who's here, I guess. No, I know, because as I said before, the support and people who's around you can help you grow up. So I'm thankful that I'm being a part of sports community, and just let's be in touch and grow up together. Thank you for that.
Thanks a lot for joining. Thanks a lot for going more deep into the platform. We are really happy that you like it, and we expect to keep the connection for future on. Thanks a lot. So Ruan Dante, give me a final thoughts about this.
We're both very glad that we participated in this. It was actually super fun. It was great to hear some other perspectives from different genres and different artists. It was, I actually had a really great time, so thank you all for that, for the invite.
Thank you very much.
I want to say a last word, if you don't mind.
I just want to let you know.
Yes, give me a second that Rio and Dante finish, and I give you the word. Watch, give me a second.
So basically, yeah, we're really excited about this. This is a new perspective in our career. And if any of you is in London on 8th of December, we're playing Ministry of Sound with Nicky Romero, so please hit us up so we can have some fun.
Okay, pretty interesting, pretty interesting. Thanks for sharing. Go ahead, watch.
I just want to thank you for this space. It's an honor for me to be with you and talk about many topics of music. Also, I want to do a little promotion. I got a new song that is gonna be out tonight. It's called Dinero on Sound XYZ. If you are a channel there, I have put my link to Sound XYZ in comment.
Excellent. Everyone can go there and check it out. Thanks a lot, Bosch, for joining and jumping in. I highly recommend you to check our project. I think you will find a lot of things useful because I was hearing your experience, your opinion, and I definitely think that we can help you a lot. So thanks for joining, and let's keep in touch. Let's go with Joaquin. What are your final thoughts about this?
So first of all, thank you so much for having me here, listening to me. And I think it's a great opportunity for me to start sharing my music. Basically, this place is going to start pushing me harder to start showing my music. And hopefully the next month, I really can start sharing my first single and I can be out.
Excellent. I highly appreciate your time jumping in here because we have your perspective, something a bit different from the common things around here. So let's keep the connection. I also recommend you to check us out. We can answer any question in our DM. So feel free to jump in and ask some questions. Thanks a lot, Joaquin, for joining.
Thank you.
So, Chimachin, thanks for joining as well. Give me your final thoughts. How do you feel it?
Okay, my final thought is I'm very happy for stay here in this community. This community gives me a very big opportunity because it's the labor and the songs is too very difficult and too very crazy to stay there because I try to make my own labor, but this opportunity and this crew is the best thing I have in the day for now. Thank you for everything.
Thanks a lot. Again, I appreciate your guys' time. It's something really important for us, giving a space where the people can express themselves freely and talk about their needs. Just for remembering the people here, we are making this weekly. We are not closing only with music artists. We will have other different kinds of artists. And next week we will have an interesting one as well. The dynamic is the same. The dynamic is just giving a space to them to express themselves. So everyone can jump in, can raise the hand and can ask questions. So I appreciate everyone's time. Just remembering as well about the giveaway of Saeco. We will announce the winner after the space. So keep an eye on. Thanks everyone for joining and see you next week.
Thank you guys. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.